nice to have discussion and do a full vote.
I can't second that. We need a vote, but if that happened to pass, I would have to move.
You can't second the 25?
Mm.
Or
Vogel's going to second it, because we need to get it on the floor. And
I'll second it.
Okay, so we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve for 25 sites for conditional use permit, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye. Those opposed, raise your hand. And can we get some feedback on the 8 items to add to the reason for that?
Number 4, not compatible. The area.
Number 4 says it's not compatible with adjacent uses in terms of scale, site design, operating characteristics, including but not limited to hours, traffic generation, lighting, noise, odor, duties, and other external impacts, I think would be the big item on that. Anything else to add? That.
I'm looking at number 1, comfort, general welfare, safety.
So number 4 and number 1 is the feedback. Scott, does that help define?
So number 1 is the establishment and maintenance or operation of the conditional use in its proposed location, which means at this location. You have to look at it to see that it will not have a substantial adverse impact. So you're saying it will.
Yes.
And it will be detrimental to or endanger the public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare.
Circle comfort.
Comfort, okay. All right, yeah. Number 4 is the proposed use is compatible with the adjacent uses in terms of scale, site design, operating characteristics, including but not limited to the hours of operation, traffic generation, lighting, noise, odor, duties, I'm not sure what duties are, and other external impacts. Is there a part of that that's more prevalent than others, such as comfort, number 1?
Compatible, circle compatible.
Got it.
External impacts to me, too.
That they could have that external impact.
Number 4 is the big item.
Okay. So what we'll have is a decision. It's not the decision of record, basically, but it'll be decision of tonight's vote. And then you'll get a copy of that. And there is a 90-day window from when we post that, which will probably be tomorrow, to get with the office to appeal to a 5-member board of adjustment.
Okay.
And you'd be tasked with showing how that is an error, that they're wrong in their reasoning for denying, you know, not approving it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got our last one, major subdivision, proposed 20-lot subdivision named Glasswater Bluffs.
So I don't have anything written up. I thought this could be somewhat informal, that we could get up and look at these big plats. I do have a little bit of PowerPoint to show, and then we'll just have questions. And if the Planning Commission thought everything was how it needed to be and we were all good with all the factors involved with this preliminary plat, we could make a motion to approve the preliminary plat. But if you'll look up here so that I can refresh everybody's memory, back in 2022, I believe, the Planning Commission came through and it went through the County Commission to rezone this area. This is Amherst. Of course, the landing's right across from it. Lakeshore Drive takes off to the north to NR1 for nightly rental. But it had a contingency that those 100-plus lots within there were amended and replatted to no more than 20 lots. So we're looking at the first drawing, and we looked at this real briefly a couple, three meetings ago, but we're getting more intense on it now. Does everybody know where we're at? So here's all the lots. So I did put some things on here just for you guys to look at. Here's the sewer district. This is the Camp Irene RV Park. These are all their sewer connects. This is the water district's water lines. I did find out today that this is how the end house is served, is from this manhole. And then this line going through here pretty much is unused, that could be vacated and eliminated if needed. So if we lay these two kind of side by side, and I don't know how clear that's going to be up there for you guys. I do have, if you want to go ahead and come up, I have a few questions for you that I'd open up with. And this is Tim.
Tim, yes.
Hi, Tim.
Nice to meet you finally.
Yep. So what's your expectations of starting to build? When are you...
This would be our next step, getting this approved, then moving forward with the full construction plans, coordinating with the county, the water district, the sewer district, to get everything working out with that. And then, yeah, start grading as soon as possible. There's a decent amount of rock excavation that we'd have
right
to do. But yeah, I'm anxious, the owner's anxious to get started on this.
So much from the get-go, we talked about it, and I talked with Colin, that we have to get these vacates. You got just like a little window to be able to get into the October vacate meeting. After that little window, which is just a week or two, we're going to be into the January. So we got kind of a window of time. There's some things, and I was working on it till 5:20 today, but I don't feel like we've completely got all the sewer. Brad shot me an email. He was concerned about lot 12. And one of the structures looked like it would be real close to where that main goes through there.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some...
It's going to be right in here.
Some sewer relocation in order to get everything to fit with that.
Well, I feel like me as a planning administrator need to get that in front of these guys, and they can talk to you about it. So that's one thing. And then the water, of course, the water, they indicated they hadn't probably talked to anybody yet.
I've spoken with them.
Have you? Okay. Well, the main guy wasn't there, so I didn't know whether...
Is that District 2?
District 2, yeah.
And they've got water. That's pretty far out for them. They've got water to handle it and everything.
They said they did.
Yes. Okay.
It's just a matter of that deadline that's going down. Of course, that's got an easement, and we'd have to look.
Yeah, okay.
But that's pretty much in this... I think it's right in here. So that might be easy to be removed. So if we could get those items in before these guys, but then the big one, and I've talked to Colin, I haven't talked to Miss...
Good evening, Miss. I'm Samantha Corey. I'm Colin.
Samantha.
109 CFI. I apologize. My husband had an emergency and had to travel for some work, so he sent me.
But we also are here, and I'm going to bring it up tonight with them. I don't know if I've got it pulled up, not yet. But we'd like to visit with you and get some movement forward on this Amherst expansion and then the teardrop at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And those things could be done and finalized. And then there's also I think it's Idlewild that's on your far east. I don't know if you're trying to vacate it or not vacate it.
There's Hillcrest that's on the east side of the site.
Yeah, Hillcrest goes down, then they show Hillcrest turning, but that's that on the old plat. Let's see here. So on this old plat, Hillcrest comes in here, but it's actually Idlewild. So it's Hillcrest, and then they show on Beacon that Hillcrest turns. So we're considering that this is either Hillcrest extended or Idlewild. But I didn't see within that plat, unless you can come up and show us that you're actually planning on vacating that 30-foot wide.
We were leaving
that. No, the big one.
We were leaving that as is for the time being. If we're able to vacate that, that is fine with us.
Well, you just need to put it in those docks, and then the Camp Irene owner would come in there with you on that. But then that would allow you to shift that southern part of that, and actually you wouldn't lose a thing with us trying to get that.
That road's all on that property, so your other property next to it wouldn't have to share in the vacation.
Okay. Yeah, that's a county commission.
They would acquire all the right of way of that one.
Because it's within that plat.
This is within that boundary of that plat.
The boundary of that plat.
We would acquire this whole area with vacating the right of way.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. That's even better. That's even better. Yeah, Doug would know.
You think he would?
Yeah, he does.
I believe he would.
So, I know this is, again, I was working on this till about 5:15 or 5:20. I would recommend to these guys to postpone to that October meeting. We really won't set you back if you can get us some more preliminaries. We don't have anything scheduled for September. The quickest you can get in front of the county commission today is October 9th, and then our meeting would just be the following week. And if we get all our ducks in a row and everything, that plat approval after that, of course, is going to be based on the vacates. Could happen real quick.
Yes, we've been preparing those. The owners reached out to attorney in order to finalize all those documents, button those up.
I don't know about the rest of the guys, but I mean, this beats the snot out of them other 100 lots. So yeah. You get your budget worked out. I'm on board.
Oh no, I like the plan. It's a good plan.
Yeah, just get the budget worked out.
And I'm sorry, if I could add a few things.
You can add all you want. I'm done.
Okay. Yep. If you had talked with Colin recently, I'm not sure if he had also expressed, we've received, formal by selling some of the lots already. And so I know that was also a sense of urgency for him, was just trying to get it replatted so we could close that with the realtor. And
But we can't plat till we get the vacate.
Yes, right.
I mean, that's absolute. I cannot sign it.
For this, since it's a preliminary plat, can we get that approved? And then the final plat would have everything completed with the right-of-way vacates and the easements granted?
Well, that's going to be up to them if they want to feel like they trust me to work through the sewer and the water and then get the vacates, which one of the members you're going to deal with directly is Devin Huff, the Road and Bridge Administrator, on the vacates and the actual right-of-way on Amherst.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that would totally be up to them.
I submit that we get our ducks in a row first because Scott could get hit by a bus.
Yep. Matt's up theory. No.
I'd like to have all the bugs worked out, everything ready to go, and just do a final approval, unless staff thinks it's not the way to go.
Nope. I mean, I think that'd be cleaner. We're not really going to hold them back because if we work all the bugs out and they're shooting me preliminaries and I can email them to you guys one-on-one to look at and we won't get in a group conversation because of sunshine, but you can give me your feedback on any changes they make. And basically, we would see it and vote on it a week after the quickest. I mean, they'll have to get into the county commission probably within a week. Because she has all these requirements. Mm-hmm. That's going to be up to Nikki Lawrence.
Yeah.
That meeting's a week before our meeting. So the most we'd hold them up is a week.
If we table this, we're not hurting.
A week. You're basically, okay. Yeah.
Is that going to kill you?
Probably not.
Board, because I-